gentlemen,
Chris Fade.
On top, Brianna, you're with the UAE, Shawn Mendes.
Pretty Malik.
Oh, dear.
And Big Rossi.
Smelling my mask to see if it smells right.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
You guys are lovely. We love you guys every morning.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Well, hello, Mum, hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning, 6:02, Thursday, June 29th. How you doing? Chris Fade here with you. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, as we get it underway once again. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Morning. I feel like I don't see you enough, Chris.
I know. We spent too much time together.
I love it, though.
We had lunch together at the mall, Pretty and I.
Yeah.
Lovely.
We were both at the Mall of the Emirates, and we thought, oh, let's catch up. What do we have? Where do we go? Oh,
sushi. What was that place called? Moishi.
I don't know. Uchi Muchi or something like that. It's in that concept store. Great sushi.
Oh.
Very nice.
So did everybody come and watch you get shaved then?
No, they all left afterwards.
All right.
No, I think they had better things to do than watch me get a shave.
I saw you got shaved. I didn't know they could do that in there.
Got a little barber in there. So in the Mall of Emirates, all like sort of secret. It's a massive store, by the way.
It is. I had
massive
no idea.
Store.
As you were walking me in that direction, I'm like, where's this man taking me? Where's there a restaurant?
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful.
On this end.
It's like all these accessories and clothing. They've got a barber in there. They've got a salon in there for women. And it's a lot going on. Well done. It's at Mall of the Emirates. If you ever want to know where it is, just ask for that. Actually, I think next week we're going to be giving away a competition with the guys as well.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Which will be nice.
Nice,
all right.
Nice.
Cool.
Listen, we've got a big show lined up. We are kicking off a movement here in the UAE, and we need you to help us with this movement. All right?
Yeah.
I'll give you more on that coming up real soon. We're back with a few games, including I have a kazoo in the studio, and I've bought you all a kazoo for a new game that we're doing.
Ooh, good things nice. Can only come from that.
All right, 10,000 dirhams cash could be yours in the pop quiz gossip headlines. What do we got this morning?
Imagine a divorce finalized after 10 years. 10 years.
Is this Brad Pitt, Jolie?
No.
Oh, wow, really?
Another divorce. And I did not know that this divorce was not finalized. It was a surprise when I read about it.
We're going to find out what's going on there. Big match tonight, England v Germany. So good luck. I know that Rossi will be talking about that a little bit later on, but good luck to England. Good luck to Germany, both teams. France out of the Euro.
Yeah, Mbappe misses a penalty, Switzerland are through, so well done.
So Switzerland, well done to you as well. Some big results over in the last 24 hours. We'll touch on the football as well, all right? But who is up and about right now? We want to hear from you. Take your calls. 04-871-5544. That's our number in the studio right now. Nala's ready to take your calls. All right, she'll put you through, but maybe you're on the way to work or whatever it is that you're doing. We want to hear from you, okay?
Yeah.
Good morning, Maria.
Hi, good morning.
How you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
Can't complain. It's all right for a Tuesday. So they've told me that you called recently and you were trying to get your license, your driver's license, and now you finally got it?
Yes, I finally got it.
Hey!
Yes.
I remember this. You said you didn't want to say the date of your driving test because you didn't want to jinx it.
Exactly. So I got it yesterday, and I thought it was only fair that I call in as promised and tell you that I got
it. Yay!
So how was it? How was it getting the light? Like, were you so nervous?
I was extremely nervous, and I was in a row of like three people waiting for my turn to come up. And I looked to the lady in the left, and she can see I'm panicking, and she's like, "Don't worry, this is my seventh attempt." And the lady to the right was like, "Oh, it's going to be fine. This is my fifth attempt. You'll just have to do it a few times and you'll eventually get it." But thankfully, I didn't have to do that.
So hold on, you got it the first time?
Second
good time.
Job.
Oh, that's great. Good on you. Yeah, I know. Usually it takes a lot longer than that to get. So you did well. You did well.
Yeah, I was really nervous the first time. The first one, I had zero minor and like one major because I didn't stop at the stop sign because I saw the road was clear. So I just went ahead and she was like, "Nope." That doesn't work.
Where's the first place you drove to on your own?
I got it yesterday, so I technically haven't yet.
Oh my gosh, so cool.
So I was thinking maybe over the weekend I can take my parents out to lunch.
Ooh.
And I can drive them there.
I'm sure they'll be freaking out. Even though you got the license. I still remember when I got my driver's license and I took Mum for the first time somewhere. Yeah. I could see that she was really stressed out. She was like, "Okay, I know he's got his license."
Was she driving in the passenger seat with her mind?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, like putting the brake.
I still remember getting my license for the first time. Yeah. And I remember it too. Dad used to manage a BMW dealership.
Right.
So he had a nice car. And I said to him, I still can't believe he did this, but he allowed me to take it for a spin.
What?
And I thrashed this car. Like, I mean, I was flying. He shouldn't have let me, like, take it, I think. And I was flying in my head, going myself. I had all the windows down in the car. Yeah. I would have been about 17 years old. Yeah. And I drove straight to the spot where everyone hangs out.
Yeah.
Windows down, music as loud as I could have it.
Yeah.
And just try to be the coolest 17-year-old in the world.
I got my license.
It's a great feeling, though, isn't it?
Isn't it a good feeling?
Yeah.
I'm glad you got that feeling, Maria. Good on you. Drive safely, wear that seatbelt, obviously, all right?
Of course I will. All right. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Good on you. There she is. Give her a big round of applause, Maria. Getting that drive. Yeah, I just want to see people and touch them again.
Don't touch me.
I just want to hug people more often.
Yeah.
Hugging people is such a lovely
We haven't
feeling.
Hugged so long, like, you know...
Maybe, like, do what I've got. I've got a cuddly toy at home, and I just...
Carry that around and hug it?
I hold it.
No, you know, like, and you're still doing awkward, like, fist pumps and handshakes and, like, tapping...
You just don't know what to do.
Just want to hug people now, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to happen, guys. It's going to happen. We got to remain positive, right?
I know, but, like, remain the positive. Cases are high at the moment, aren't they?
And remain positive. Cases are high, or higher... 2,000 cases and 40. 2,040 cases overnight. 6 deaths. We had 10 yesterday, 5 the day before. Statistically, looking at what obviously the DHA gave us and what the government told us yesterday, that 94% of the people that are in hospital right now are non-vaccinated humans. So just think about it. But we'll be all right. We'll get there. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. Day by day, step by step. Thank you, Calvin Harris. It feels so close on Virgin Radio 104.4, 619. Hey, by the way, shout out to Gardex, one of our show sponsors. They've got a new sanitizing range that's kind on your skin. Comes in 4 amazing fragrances. Kills 99.9% of germs with the Oxyfuse Zinc technology. That is Gardex. Gossip up next. Pretty Malik, what have you got for us?
I know you miss talking about Shawn Mendes. It's been so long since we've talked about him. So we talk Shawn Mendes next.
All right, hold on. Can you believe her?
She's turned us down.
Rossi and I just said to Pretty and Rossi, I said, we should get breakfast after the show. We haven't done that for a long time.
We could have like a team meeting.
Rossi was like, yeah, 100% I'm in. Pretty? Nah.
I don't want to.
I said, why? You guys,
I think maybe she's over you. She was hanging out with you yesterday. Now she's seen you again.
I don't think it's me, though. That's the thing, because we hang out a lot. I think you're the new inclusion into this, and now all of a sudden she doesn't want to be there.
Are you kidding me? It was my idea, if you recall, for the three of us to do a breakfast.
We haven't done a breakfast.
Well, it shouldn't just be the three. It should be those
two. Yeah, I want Eddie and Nala to come. We haven't done this for so long.
Let's invite Sheena. She'd come.
No.
She is on air after us.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
So are you declining the breakfast offer today?
Why are you... Stop it. Come on. Stop messing about.
Why do I always just have to say yes?
Why do you feel like you want to decline? Like, just like, give me a reason why.
I just want to go home and like sleep for an hour. That's all I want to do.
Have you got a busy day ahead of you?
I've got something in the afternoon, but nothing like too crazy.
Okay. Maybe we can do it tomorrow then.
We can come to your house.
No, I'm good, thank you.
If you want us to do it at your house.
No, I'm good, thank you.
Because you're only around the corner now. Come over.
No.
You can sleep, Ross, and I'll look after everything else. We'll make breakfast.
We haven't seen
yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were wondering if we should all move in together.
Okay. What about that?
Rossi wants to move into your house.
Yeah. I was going to say, you can come over whenever you want. Take it over. I'm gone for the month, so you can have it.
He never does that, though. Have you ever done that?
Gone over to his house?
Yeah, he always tells you to come over.
Well,
like,
no, I was scarred because one time I went over there and I walked into his bedroom and he was asleep and he shouted at me. He said, what are you just walking in for?
I was sound asleep. He just walks into my room and I didn't even know he was coming over. I've woken up to him going, hey, are you awake? I said, what are you doing in my room, Rossi? What did you come over for? I don't even know what you came over for.
I think we were going out that night, so I thought I could come over for a bit of pre-game.
Yeah, I think we're going out. You're right. It was like, we're going out at 8 o'clock. He came at 3.
Yeah, no, that's what we do in England. We do
at
that.
At 3? three. Get out.
Yeah. So horrible. I thought we had a Joey Chandler relationship, but it didn't happen like that.
Why don't you two go and have breakfast together? Just the two of you.
It's awkward.
What do you mean?
I want you to be there.
We're alpha males. We need a referee.
I'm the buffer.
Eddie, would you come for breakfast if we could today?
He's busy. I got a heartburn.
Oh, you got a heartburn. So no. Yeah, he's going to say no.
What I gave you.
Yeah, you just gave you an Nexium. That will sort it out in about 3 hours.
You'll be able to have a gallon of coffee.
Yeah, okay, why not?
You've told me for years, learn to say no when you don't want to do something.
Yeah, not to me.
Yes, I'm learning to say no. Not to me.
Nala, would you be able to join us?
I never say no to food anyway.
Eddie just fell off his chair. That was that sound. So he not only does he
play it cool.
Not only does he have heartburn, he's got a broken
Did he
leg.
Just fall off
he literally
chair?
Just fell off the chair. Babo Morrison of Eddie falling off the chair here, ready?
Even he does that so smoothly, even as well.
You okay, Eddie? Is everything okay?
I'm okay. All right,
so, listen, you can really hear the wheels coming off the chair and then him hitting the ground. Ready? We're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you.
Eddie. Yeah, I know.
With you. Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip. What have you got, Pretty Malik?
So Cardi B shocked the world when she made that larger-than-life pregnancy announcement at the BET Awards. She walked out on stage performing. I thought she was going to fall over. My heart was like in my... just beating so fast watching that happen. But in a new post on Instagram, she opened up about her pregnancy journey, saying, "We listened to each other, communicated, prayed, and then God blessed us and our family with another little blessing. Our home feels so blissful and very busy, but we are ready and so happy." So, congratulations to the couple.
Can I just say, didn't they announce their divorce and their separation and all this sort of stuff?
Yeah, so he cheated, and then she announced that she was going to get a divorce, and then they decided to patch things up. They didn't go ahead with the divorce.
Okay.
Now they're back together, and they seem very happy.
All right.
That's good news for them.
Good luck.
Talking about divorce, how long does it take to get a divorce in Hollywood? Well, I guess 10 years is not enough. For Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver, they are still not divorced.
Really?
So remember back in 2011, they split because Arnold confessed he was the father of Joseph Baena following a romance with his maid at their family home.
That's right, yeah.
So 10 years later, we are now 10 years later, and they are still not done. They're only close to reaching an agreement in their divorce. Now, they were married for 25 years. They share a fortune of $400 million, but they failed to sign a prenup when they got married in 1986, which is probably why it's taken this long to get here.
Get the prenup!
So Arnold has filed like something called a declaration of disclosure, which seems to be the final step. If Maria approves, then this divorce will finally be final.
Get to the chopper. Mm.
And finally, Shawn Mendes, he jumped on the Man Enough podcast with Justin Baldoni. I urge you to listen to it. It was really good. I listened to it this morning to talk about what terrifies him. He admitted that he's afraid of being the bad guy in a relationship. And I wonder if a lot of guys feel the same way as him. He recalled an incident he had with his girlfriend, Camila Cabello.
The other day, I said something. I raised my voice at her. And she was like, "I don't like when you raise your voice. Like, why did you raise your voice?" And I got so defensive. I was like, I wasn't raising my voice at you. Like, and I did raise my voice at her. And then I'm so terrified of being evil. I'm so scared to be bad. Maybe there even is bad inside of me, and I have to just accept that that exists.
Do you move to apologizing and correcting it, or did you make it about you and that now I don't want to be that and there's this evil in me and then she had to comfort you in your wrongdoing?
That's what I did. The second one. I made it about my evil and my fear, and she comforted me, and then it took me like 20 minutes of us separately reading our books to be able to come back to her to be like, "God, that was a whole thing, and I'm really sorry."
Because that's where we got to be better.
Tell me, I know you want to laugh because you don't like Shawn Mendes because your fiance is obsessed with him, but I was very fascinated by that because I wanted to ask you guys, are you guys afraid of being called the bad guy in the relationship?
The only bad guy here, Pretty.
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to have a serious conversation.
Are you afraid of being called the bad guy?
Like being called evil or, you know, being...
I'm the bad guy.
I don't like it, yeah.
Yeah. So I just found it... Chris, I'm going to just sweep that aside.
I could just imagine Shawn Mendes like yelling. Ready? Is this Shawn Mendes yelling? "Hey, I told you not to do that."
No, that's mean.
That's him getting his voice up.
That's mean.
And he's like, "Ah!"
I just wanted to treat you better.
That was really high. Well done.
That was pretty high. I never got that high before. I don't think a little bit of yelling in a relationship's bad. Not all the time.
No, I
think
mean,
getting it out, like, I mean, from both parties, you have an argument, you shout at each other. It's normal.
Yeah.
It's not like it's... Again, I look back at my mate that said that he never argued with his wife. And I used to think, oh, that's really cool. And then they got a divorce because they just didn't even communicate.
I'd be really interested to see what Jeff is like. Does he argue? Like
your husband?
Yeah.
Does he shout?
You do. Because I couldn't imagine him doing
it. Does he shout?
When he gets angry.
Does he? Tell him I'll knock him out if he does it again.
And then, but the same thing. It's like when I say you're shouting. Yeah. And I know this happens to you, Chris.
Yeah.
When I say you're shouting, please, we're trying to have a calm conversation. Yeah. Your answer, I'm not shouting.
I'm not shouting. I talk this loud. When anyone ever says that, like, you're shouting, I go, I'm not shouting. This is shouting! Yeah. I'm not shouting!
You're going to damage your voice today. Yeah, no. You've already gone too high twice.
This is shouting. Yeah, I've just got a loud voice. I project, okay?
Yeah, see, like, but that's exactly what he's saying. Like, I think it's so tricky in that situation. And it can really, like, when I hear that, when I hear shouting, it instantly just, I freeze up. I don't know what's going to happen.
Do you shout at Jeff?
No, I'd really try to stay calm.
Good. That's pretty good.
It takes a lot to get me to that level.
Yeah. Like, me and Liz have got so much better at arguing now. Not like we're really good at arguing, but we don't argue as much.
Which is good. You learn. That's so true. You learn.
But like at the start of the relationship, before the kids, we were arguing all the time.
Really?
But now, it's really
It's calmer.
Yeah.
You're more disgusting.
You become mature and then you realize what ticks the other person off and you don't try to do it.
Or Liz is like, I'm definitely not going to be able to change him.
And she's like, just giving in.
Yeah,
she's realized, I think that's just him. She calls me sometimes, your wife. Is he doing this at work? Yeah, this is him, Liz. Just got to let it go.
Does she?
Yeah, I consult her sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm like a therapist.
Oh, that's nice.
Because we both know you so well.
Thank you.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, yelling in a relationship is obviously, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. But I know that there's a lot of people listening right now who'd be like, we have these things.
Emotions are emotions, but it's about what happens after that.
Sure. But when you yell, you need to, it's interesting. You need to, you can yell, but you got to be respectful. I know that sounds weird. It's what you say that is worse than how you say it.
You can't take the words back.
You can't take the words back. So using profanity or doing all like that, that's a big no-go because that shows you have no respect. But you can, I don't want to talk about it right now. Just leave me alone. Like, that sort of stuff is like, it happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then go get yourself a peanut butter jelly sandwich, put it on there, eat that, get a bag of chips, do that, do a liter of ice cream as well, smash that into you, and you're all right.
Is that what Brianna does? What do you do?
Yeah, I go out to a club, put a really tight shirt back on. Back in it, girls.
Like that? Oh, dear.
After a liter of ice cream.
Tell Brianna, I'm out of here. See you later. I drive. I just pull down the side of the street. Just wait there for 3 hours.
Until she calls you.
Yeah, then I message her.
Why aren't you calling me?
Yeah. I'm not coming home. She's like, all right.
He's like, why don't you want me to come home?
I'm not coming home till tomorrow then.
She's totally fine.
Okay, cool, babe. Have a great night.
I'm definitely not coming.
I'm like with other girls now. They're all fans.
She's like, great.
All right, baby. All right, you have a good night. All right, I'll see you on Tuesday. What do you mean it's Sunday? Oh, you're going to come back tomorrow? All right. Bye, babe. Love you.
She knows you so well.
Do you know how many people would love to have an argument with Chris Faye?
I've definitely said that. Do you think you can do 40-something seconds saying goal? That was a long breath. Do you want to give it a go, Russ?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
I got you.
It's Virgin Radio Morning, 6:52.
I'm going to go for the low start.
Timing, ready?
Okay. Three. Go.
If it wasn't annoying enough hearing Daria Maher do it. I can harmonize that.
So long we've come to the end of the road.
It's hard.
25 seconds.
Is that it?
What is he doing?
I'm going to have a go.
Play the didgeridoo.
My turn.
You won't be able to beat 25. You won't be able to.
go.
Really easy to freak him out now, watch.
It is.
Look at the vein in the side of his head.
Stop.
It's got bigger. See, just above his left eyebrow.
Yeah, I actually can see it.
It's definitely got bigger. Look at his cheeks. Stop. What'd you get? What'd you get?
36. I'm gonna have a heart attack though. I had bronchitis 2 weeks ago. That wasn't good for that.
Wow.
Just take a breath. Just relax. Woo. Had an interesting morning already, which has been fun. Pop quiz coming up as well. 10,000 dirhams cash. Could be yours.
Are you out of breath there, Chris?
I am still out of breath, funny enough. Only vaccinated people will be allowed to enter some public places in Abu Dhabi from August 20th. First phase includes shopping centres, restaurants, cafes, and all retail outlets, including those not within a shopping centre except supermarkets and pharmacies.
So that's okay.
Gyms, recreational facilities, sporting activities, health clubs, resorts, museums, cultural centres, and theme parks. Universities, children nurseries, private schools, you must be vaccinated.
Interesting.
The decision does not apply to unvaccinated individuals who can't be vaccinated or are exempted.
Okay, so yeah, if you can't have it for health reasons.
And under the age of 15, you're okay. The Emergency Crisis and Disasters Committee said the announcement comes after vaccinating more than 93% of the target groups in Abu Dhabi. People, I like this. Some people, I spoke to a gentleman yesterday. He wants to leave.
Oh, really?
Yep. He wants to leave.
He wants to leave the country.
But I feel like a lot of countries are going to follow suit.
You know what I said to him? I said, brother, wherever you go, this is going to be the end outcome.
It may not happen as soon as August 20th here in Abu Dhabi.
Correct.
But I do feel that eventually the establishments are going to start doing that.
Yep. I agree.
Like concerts and stuff around the world.
I'm for it. I had a discussion with a buddy of mine in Australia yesterday as well. He's not an anti-vaxxer, but he says he doesn't want it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I said, fair enough. I said, why don't you want it? He said, I don't feel a need to get it right now in Australia. I said, yeah, you guys are all right. You don't have that many cases, but it's going to keep growing. I said, it doesn't matter what you guys do in Oz, back home, you can close your borders. The virus is not going anywhere. It's always going to be there. So eventually when you open it up,
right,
it's going to come in.
Mm. Right. Like you're saying, just because they've closed the borders, they feel as if COVID... It doesn't exist.
Correct. It's not just going to disappear in like 2 weeks or in a year. It's like, gone. It's gone forever. It's going to be there, right?
Right.
And I said to him, so, just have a think about it. He goes, yeah. He goes, I just don't trust a lot of the doctors and all the info that's coming out. Mm. The very same day, on his Instagram.
Right.
He took his son to get vaccinated.
What?
Not the COVID vaccine. As a child, you get your vaccines.
Oh, like the ones that we all get.
So then I got on the phone.
Yeah.
I said, brother, you're against vaccinations, but you just got your kid vaccinated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I trust this vaccine.
No.
I was like, man. People are picking and choosing what they like, you know?
Mm.
Picking and choosing. I want to do this one, but I don't want to do that one. So it's their own. But that's the news in Abu Dhabi. So we're giving it out August 20th.
Yeah.
Okay, August 20th. Going to any of these places, you must be vaccinated. It is definitely going to be a game changer.
Make sure you have that Al Hassan app.
Gyms, recreational facilities, museums, institutions, public and private schools. I mean, there it is. If that's not a statement, I don't know what is. Good luck. How you doing? What's going on? Everyone all right?
Yeah. Yep.
Everyone feeling good for a Tuesday?
Feeling good.
7:07 as we do it across the UAE. I gotta just say, on our Instagram yesterday, Rossi and I put a dance battle up. And,
oh my goodness.
21,000 of you have watched this and 400 of you have taken a vote.
And I can't believe it. It's such a serious dance battle.
I think we need to do a dance battle a week, actually, here, Ross. Because it was very... I think you just beat me on this one. I think about 52% of the people voted for you.
Yeah.
I'm happy about that. And I wasn't even trying. So good luck next time.
I wasn't trying either. You can go check it out. Go to Chris Fade Show on the gram.
My favorite comment comes from your brother, Chris. Disco night at the local nursing home.
My brother. Yeah, he's just... Yeah.
And your mother agrees.
That's all right. My brother's got no dance moves.
He is the better looking one, though.
He's not.
He is.
He's not my brother.
He's so handsome.
He's like 4'2".
He's really
like
handsome.
Like a little elf running around the house.
Your brother posted the funniest video the other day.
It wasn't that
He's
funny.
He's so funny, isn't
he's
he?
He's so funny.
It wasn't that funny. Honestly.
His stories are so funny.
He's on a low-rated TV show in Australia. No one watches it.
He's so famous. He's the most famous FOD member, isn't he?
No, he's not.
Wow.
Right,
he's
Rossi?
Not.
Yeah,
he's not.
He's on telly, isn't he?
So. He's on television. So.
I mean, not. What are you saying,
Chris
Nala? Nala's saying something as well.
He's very funny.
See?
Like, I watched him on Gogglebox. He's so funny.
His show is a low-rated show.
It's number one across, isn't it? It's number one in the ratings.
It's massive in the UK as well.
Like, anyway, it's number one.
Enough of my brother.
He's so funny.
He's 4'2". All right.
And you're what, 4'8"?
Like, are you the taller one?
I'm 5'10", guys, all right? I'm 5'10". Okay, I'm average man height, okay? I'm average man height. So don't try to put that on
average
me.
Average man height, right? With a man bun.
With a man bun, I'm 6'1", by the way. Thanks.
You are not 6'1".
With my man bun, if I put my man bun up, it's I'm 6'1". Well, measure me out. Measure me out next.
Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Earn up to 40,000 Skywards miles per month and get 1+1 Skywards Silver Tier membership and a chance to fast track to gold. T's and C's apply.
Sorry, my brother's just sending me an audio note after slamming him.
Is it okay to play?
What's it say?
I heard that I'm better looking than you. Have a very nice day.
Heard that I'm better looking than you. Have a very nice day.
It's the news has reached Australia.
Already there. Trina, good morning, Trina.
Good morning.
Look at you. You ready to win some money? You ready to take some money from RackBank and us here at Virgin?
Inshallah.
Let's see. What are you doing, Trina?
I'm on the way.
Sorry?
Hello?
Trina?
There we go. We lost you for a moment. What are you up to?
I'm on my way to work.
There we go. She's on the work run. What do you do for work, Trina?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, so she's on the score run. What grade do you teach?
I teach high school, like grade 9, 10, 11, and 12.
Is this your last week?
No, we've one more week next week, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, I've been asking. I think my kids have got another week as well next week. And
you
I keep
think?
British curriculum, your kids. Yeah. So, yeah, they will be.
But they both told me that they're off at the end of this week. And I said, are you sure? They're like, yeah, yeah.
Are they just trying to pull a fast one on
you? I think they are, because it's a British school that they go to, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. I'll have to look into that one. I reckon they're trying to get a week off early.
I can check that for you right now.
Please do, Ross. Thanks. Appreciate it. Trina, let's get you 10,000 dirhams cash. Come on. We want you to win the money. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
Right.
Trina, are you there? No, we've lost her.
Trina!
Isn't that weird? I knew that the phones do that sometimes. It cuts you out a little bit and then it'll dump you.
Well, it's better to, you know...
Are the phones completely frozen right now?
Oh, no.
Is it? Eddie? No, Eddie's going to get her back on. Rossi, stall, go.
Okay, term dates.
It's riveting
Wait
radio.
There. Let's have a look.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, 8th of July, your kids finish.
Are they lying to you?
They've kidded you.
Yeah, that's their little... Oh, punish, that's it.
What are you going to do?
they've got you wrapped around your finger.
They're doing homeschooling as well. And I'm like, nah, guys, you've got school for another week. I've already looked at...
No, Daddy. No, not at all.
You need to send him a message.
What is happening, Eddie? Are you dialing anyone or what?
Eddie, we're trying to stall the radio. We don't know what to do. Eddie, we don't know what to do. Hello, Trina, you're back.
I'm back.
All right, well, we're deducting 400 dirhams of whatever you win now because of that, okay?
What happened?
Have you not paid your bill?
No, I have. Sorry, I don't know. Maybe it was the coverage. I'm close to work now. Maybe they don't want me to be talking to anybody.
Aww.
Well, let's get you in and out right now. Come on, 10,000 dirhams on the line with the pop quiz. You've got 60 seconds on the clock, Trina. Your time begins right now. Finish the TV show. Orange is the new...
Black.
True or false, Nicole Kidman was once married to Tom Cruise.
True.
What company makes the iPhone?
Apple.
Who sings Dangerous Woman at 34 plus 35?
Ariana Grande.
Who sings the song Take a Bow?
Rihanna.
True or false, Mark Zuckerberg is the founder of Apple?
False.
What country knocked France out of the Euros?
Switzerland.
Who sings the song Go Crazy?
Go Crazy. Pass.
What sport does Bruno Fernandes play?
Fernandes.
Soccer?
What is the capital of Scotland?
Edinburgh.
Who sings the song Go Crazy?
Who sings Go Crazy? Oh, I don't know.
It's the only question left.
Come on.
Oh.
Oh.
Trina.
Oh my God!
You're gonna.
Oh, no.
You won 900 dirhams. That's what you won right there. The answer I would have accepted would have been Young Thug or Chris Brown. This is the song. So crazy. You're gonna go crazy with that. You won 900 dirhams cash. Well done. All right, I've deducted the 400. That leaves you with 300, right? Is that 300 or
no? No.
500. Come on.
I've got to go back to school. Yes, I've got to go back to school. Hey, listen, thanks for having some fun with us. Go enjoy the 900 dirhams cash, all right?
Thank you so much.
Bye. Oh, man, so close. Yeah.
What's up? Virgin Radio.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
How are we looking gossip-wise here, Britt?
If you were planning on flying into Europe to see Dua Lipa on her Future Nostalgia tour this year, you will have to wait another year for that. She's pushed it back till 2022. All the lockdowns and restrictions and all that stuff, it just keeps pushing everything back. So.
A lot of these artists stop their shows in 2020 and they're like, oh, we're going to do it mid-year 2021, thinking that, you know, the world will be back to normal right now. And it still isn't. It's getting better, but it's not.
So she was supposed to tour September, October, but she's like, no, I think it's a safer bet to do it in 2022. The tickets that you guys have purchased will still be valid. Let's talk Kim Kardashian going to the Olympics.
What is this?
Her Skims line is now the official loungewear brand for Team USA at the Olympics. So everything that they wear, loungewear, pajamas, and even undergarments, are all Skims X Team USA.
Pretty cool.
That's a big deal.
That is huge.
Yeah, that's a great deal. Well done.
Yeah, good
Kardashians
job.
Kardashians just don't stop, do they?
Killing it. And obviously, you know, her stepdad, right, was in the Olympics.
Yeah, that's right.
So
Decathlon.
So he, you know, she has a big, big affiliation with the Olympics. So.
Stepdad, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to move on. Y'all, just childish. Jamie Lynn Spears is speaking out after her sister Britney's court confession.
Yeah.
Now, this has been interesting to watch because Jamie Lynn, all the Britney fans have always commented on Jamie Lynn, her younger sister, being like, why don't you speak out?
Yeah, sure.
Use the hashtag Free Britney. Why aren't you talking about it? Now, in a series of videos posted on her Instagram stories, she kind of addressed the whole situation.
Here we go. Jamie Lynn Spears.
Hey, everybody. I just want to take a second to address a few things. The only reason I haven't before is because I felt like until my sister was able to speak for herself and say what she felt she needed to say publicly, that it wasn't my place and it wasn't the right thing to do. I think it's extremely clear that since the day I was born, I've only loved, adored, and supported my sister. I've made a very conscious choice in my life to only participate in her life as her sister. Maybe I didn't support her the way the public would like me to with a hashtag on a public platform, but I can assure you that I've supported my sister long before there was a hashtag, and I'll support her long after. Not that I owe the public anything, because my sister knows I love and support her. I'm not my family. I am my own person. I'm speaking for myself.
Oh, she sounds fun.
Right. But also, like, I remember not too long ago, right, when this whole Free Britney movement had, like, a peak, and everyone turned to Jamie, and she said, guys, you're reading too much into it. Like, she made a statement basically saying that the fans
like
were
denying
wrong.
What was going on.
Which is weird to me, because then I'm like, well, if you knew everything was going on, you didn't have to say that. You didn't have to go that far to say that.
Here we go. Time will tell with Britney. She seems to be on a holiday right now in Hawaii. And she's having a little bit of fun, so we wish her nothing but the best. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Do you guys know what a kazoo is?
Yeah.
not an easy instrument to play. It's a piece of plastic that has looks like tissue paper with some. It's looking like. Yes. Welcome to another game. It's going to be highly annoying, but you can play along wherever you are.
What do we do with these kazoos?
All right, so we've got cards here. It's called Play That Tune, and we're going to play a tune on the kazoo.
And we have to guess what it is.
You have to identify. Hey, if you want to play along with us and try to help us guess, call me right now, 04871-5544. No prizes.
No prizes, just fun.
Just have some fun with us on the show. So we'd love you to be part of this. 04871-5544. You got to help determine what the song name is and title. All right, so I've got the cards here in front of me. I'm going to start off easy here.
Okay,
this
go,
is for everybody just to play along.
Okay,
very simple. Ready?
Happy birthday! Yeah,
how easy is that?
That was easy.
Are we buzzing in with our names or?
No, I think we just collectively
have a go with each other.
Yeah.
What? All right.
Okay.
Collectively, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's going to be too hard.
Chris Fade first, then.
All right, here we go.
Next.
This is for real.
Molly, put the kettle on.
No.
No.
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
No. If you buzz in and it's incorrect, you're out.
We're on one team.
Oh, that's not the
tune. Frère Jacques.
No.
London Bridge is falling down.
No. My Fair Lady.
No. Eddie, what do you think? Eddie's singing along in the studio. What do you think it is?
London Bridge is falling down?
No. It does
Mary
sound like
Had
that.
A Little Lamb.
No.
That's what I said.
It does. Maybe I'm singing it wrong.
What is it?
Yeah, you're singing it wrong.
It's Heads and Shoulders.
Oh,
knees
it is the
toes,
same. It's the same. It's the same.
Toes,
that's correct.
Knees and toes.
That's heads one. And shoulders, knees and toes. Yeah.
We've got our. We've got Hamza on the phone here. Hamza, how you doing?
I'm good.
Mate, how? What are you? 35, 36? How old are you?
No, me.
You're 8 years old. Are you serious? What do you want to do when you leave school? Do you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's good. You don't need to know, man. You don't need to know.
You're too young, man.
All right, Hamza, this one's going to be for you, okay?
Okay.
You got to try to guess this. Good luck.
Okay. Hey!
Jingle bells.
Yeah!
Good job, Hamza.
You have won another year at school. Well done!
One more year at school.
Congratulations, brother. You've got 5 days, 7 hours of every single day at school. You've got that. All right?
Hi.
What do you say?
Okay.
No. When someone gives you something, what do you say?
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Hamza. All right, go, Rossi. Give us one.
Go. Okay.
I want to hear Rossi blow.
The song.
Oh, it's Queen. Open your heart, save from reality. Is that it? Is he go?
Apparently not.
Oh, man. Yeah. What's it called?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
Matt. Bohemian. That was good. That was not bad.
Yeah.
Go pretty. Watch this.
Okay.
This is gonna be horrible.
Okay. How does this work? How does this work?
Don't tell her. Go.
Tell me how it works.
Go.
Just play it.
Wait.
She's never done a kazoo before.
Oh, gosh.
How does it work?
Hasn't Jeff ever taught you how to play it?
Stop blow looking. Harder. You got to blow harder. Are you not blowing hard?
I hate
enough?
You both.
Blow hard. Go, go.
Harder. Ah, she's got it.
Oh, when the Saints.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's so good.
I finally got it.
That's so good. Hey, D, what's up? D's called in, loving this competition, D.
Hey, it's amazing, but you're so off tune, Chris. Really, the head, shoulders, knees, and toes was so out of tune.
It wasn't.
Yeah, it was. Do you even know the tune to that song?
Isn't it Heads and Shoulders, Knees and Toes?
No. It's Heads, Shoulders, Knees and Toes.
Oh, yeah. Knees and Toes. You're right. Shoulders, Knees and Toes. Knees and Toes.
You were playing London Bridge. I have to give it to Rusty.
No, I think in Australia. Ours was Heads and Shoulders, Knees and Toes, Knees and Toes, Knees and Toes, Heads and Shoulders,
in
Knees
Australia?
And Toes. Yeah,
we need another Australian, please, to call and verify this situation.
All right, D, try to get this one. You ready?
Okay.
This is gonna be. I'm gonna do this like Rel. Here we go.
Oh, I know what it is.
Ain't No Sunshine?
Yeah!
Oh, yes!
La, 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 la.
Good job.
How good am I?
You're amazing.
Thank you, D.
Calm down.
Thank
Chris.
You.
Calm
Bye.
Down.
All right.
This is fun.
That's the end of the game.
Is that it? No, Rossi, do one more.
No. Oh, I got one. I got one for everyone.
Okay, go.
It's easy. Everyone will get this. Ready?
Okay.
Simpsons. Yeah! On Virgin Radio, it's Choose Your Own Adventure on the Chris Faye Show right now. Which way do you want the show to go? Do we talk about the football? What's going on tonight, England v Germany? Or do we do a Watch Rossi reading story? It is
I could
totally
probably
up to
do
you.
With a new friend to come to football with me tonight, actually.
Why?
If anyone wants to come.
Are you giving a plug for the place that you're going to right now?
No.
Because don't be doing that now.
No, I'm not. No.
Okay, cool. He was. That's what he was trying to get a mention on the radio.
Doing a free competition.
He just started a competition.
Without it being approved.
Yeah,
sorry.
There we go. KN, do you want to watch Rossi reading or do you want the football chat?
Can we do the Watch Rossi reading, please?
Watch Rossi reading.
Thank you.
Cool. Savio, yours. What do you want to do?
Football
chat.
All right. Well, it's 1-1. So
on the
toss a coin.
Yeah, because on the text line as well, it's literally 50%. A bunch of messages have come in.
So what do we do?
Football.
Watch Rossi reading. What's Rossi reading? Football. Let me do the coin.
No, I'll do it.
Okay, go.
Coffee pot or line.
What is it? Coffee pot or
what is it on the other side, Daddy? Sorry.
The one.
Is it one?
Number one.
Is that number one? Is it? Okay.
What did you call it? A lion?
A lion.
That's number one in Arabic.
Sorry. I mean,
he called the number one a lion.
Well,
he said you were a coffee pot or lion.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Oh, man.
What else would be on a one dirham coin?
I know. It would be a five, Rossi. That's what would be on a one dirham coin.
It's a line.
Right.
Yeah, there were hieroglyphics. Was that what they call it?
Hieroglyphics.
Hieroglyphics. What?
Say it again.
Hieroglyphics. Hieroglyphics.
What?
Hieroglyphics.
What? Hieroglyphics.
Glyphics. Glyphics. Oh, I'll do it again. Yeah, he thinks it's hieroglyphics.
Why can't you say it, dude?
I can't say it's
it again.
It's a difficult word
no,
for me to say.
It again.
I'm not going to carry on until you say it.
Say it right. Hieroglyphics.
Oh, look at that. He probably thinks it's hieroglyphics.
Good job. Yeah.
I got it. All right. So is it a one or a teapot? We'll determine what we're going to do right now. It's Choose Your Own Adventure on the Chris Faye Show. Go ahead, Rossi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Coffee pot is What's Rossi Reading?
Okay, go.
Coffee pot is what? What's Rossi Reading?
Number one
is, aka the line is football. Go ahead.
Okay.
Quick, here we go. Oh, he's
what
dropped
it.
Oh.
No, what's it? What is it?
Number one.
Football.
It's number one. Hold on. Does it drum roll it? So what's the segment that we're going to be doing now?
Football.
We're doing football, ladies and gentlemen. Are we ready?
Yes.
All right. Football. Oh, we've run out of time.
This is the Chris Faye Show.
There's a movement. There's a movement that we need to do as a country.
Okay. What is it?
I mean, there's a few going on right now. Obviously, the vaccine roll. We're doing a great job. But this movement is something that I never thought of before. And I've got to thank TikTok for showing it to me.
Oh,
TikTok shows so many things.
One of the frustrations about living in any city, any country around the world is parking your vehicle, parking your car.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most frustrating things is when you get into a parking spot
Yeah.
And the guy next to you is parked so close that you can't get in or out. And right now on the side of my car, I have a massive dent from someone opening up their door right on my car.
You are joking.
Like, it's a huge dent.
But sometimes, you know what? It's unavoidable because of the way people park.
Right? So, I saw this on TikTok and I thought to myself, hold on a second, is that what we were supposed to be doing? And as humans, we're doing it wrong. This entire time, we've been parking our cars wrong.
Tell me more, Chris.
Okay, so you go to a car park. Just pretend that you're in a car park right now.
Yep, I'm driving. Right. Yep.
You see a row of vacant car spots.
Correct. Mm.
You pull your car into it face first, as normal, head first.
Yes, yes, yes.
What do you do? What the role that you do when you park your car, what are you trying to do here?
Try to make sure you're in between the lines.
You want to be in between the lines, right?
Correct. You want to, like, you just want to be in the center, right? That's what you do. You just park.
Incorrect, pretty. And that's where this movement meets start. We're doing it wrong. You're not supposed to park in between the middle of the lines equally.
Where do you park then?
You want to park your car to the left.
Like
so line it up.
Go to the left. Go to the left line.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be on the line because you got a fine if you're on the line. You want to be as close as you can to the left-hand side.
So more room on the right.
Correct. If everybody was to park their car like that.
Yeah.
You have ample amount of room on both sides.
Oh, that makes sense.
To get out of your car. My mind blew when I watched this.
What about the furthest car on the left? Near the wall?
He won't have a wall. If he's got a wall, well, he's going to have to squeeze out, but you don't want that last spot.
So no, not a wall usually on the left. On the left.
If you go to the malls, there's not a wall. It's usually
open. In the mall, the
lane or something like that.
It's open.
Go to the Chris Fade Show on Instagram. Yeah. I've got a description. I've got a video of this showing how it actually should work. And I've labeled this, do you think we can do this in the UAE?
Okay, hold on, I'm watching it.
Now, I don't know if we will be able to come together because, unfortunately, it involves cooperation and unity. And you always know there's going to be one person that's... Because if one person doesn't do it...
That looks so good.
It's a domino effect and it'll stuff up the whole thing.
Look at that.
Look at this. Go to Chris Fade Show on the gram. KRISFADE Show. Go look at this. There's a row of cars. I think this is in the States.
Right.
This is like, there's so much space.
And they've all parked right on the left. It's like you've got a meter between every door.
Right, Chris, I think it's an amazing idea.
But
you need a strategy to this, right? You can't just throw out a blanket statement like that. It's not going to work. Maybe we can target one area first, like a certain mall, and then get that going, and then we can branch out.
We should try it.
What mall do we want to do?
I don't know.
What's an easy mall? Outside, okay. I've got it.
Where?
Go on.
Outside parking area, Mercato Mall.
Oh, yes.
Because it's outside. There's probably only 100 spots there. We can do it.
Start small.
Rossi, why don't you go out there in the car park and be the parking guy?
Well, why can't we just do it outside the office here? I mean, we can check the progress every day, look out the window.
That's true. He's right.
This is too hard to try to get. This is half of these guys are people that work on the radio, the presenters.
Yeah, so we'll go knock on the door. Rossi.
I think Mercato Mall. It's an outside area. You know, Mercato. If anyone knows anyone in Mercato, let's get it going. Park to the left. It's a game changer. It's the way that we should be parking. We have all been doing this wrong as humans.
Oh.
And those big guys and the girls with their G-Wagons and their... SUVs are like you can't. It's going to stop this.
That's me. Yeah. Do you think it's possible? Do you think everyone will abide?
What do you think?
I don't know. It would be amazing, though, wouldn't it?
It would be so good. Imagine
no more squeezing out cars. Next
many times have I had to climb through the back seat of the car to get to the front?
Tanya on Instagram says, "Hey, this could be an issue here because in the UAE the parking spots are smaller than they are in the States, and this video is done in the States. Is that true? Are the spots smaller?
Maybe. I
have never got my tape measure out when I've gone to the mall and measured.
Now, I have.
Oh, have you?
I've always got a tape measure on me and I'm always measuring things. That's what I do.
How big's your nose?
Do you think we can get this movement going? Let us know. Call me now. It's Virgin Radio. Feltsy, what do you think?
Like I said, I think we need to liaise with RCA so that they begin to start training the new students that are going to learn, the new drivers, and then in that way we'll implement this better.
You think it's a good idea?
People will be aware of everything here. And like you said, the parking spaces, at least in Canada, are much bigger than Dubai. Because I've lived there, and I know that they're much, much bigger than Dubai. But if we try...
Our parking spots may be smaller here in the UAE. All right, I get that.
You know what we could do? Your friend owns Galadari Driving School. We can implement it there to start.
I feel like we need to test it out then in the parking spots here in the UAE if everyone feels it's smaller here.
Yeah, maybe don't.
We need to test it. No, we need to test it because it could work. Because in theory, it should work.
Michael, your thoughts on this, Michael?
Yeah, actually, you know, it could work. About spaces, the space, I think they are quite big enough because people park with really big cars in Dubai.
That's true.
But the point is that some people park and on a reverse to the parking and some the front, so they don't know which one is left for them, actually, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I get you.
Okay, so it would have to be a rule where everyone parks in the same direction and then
to
the left.
Yes, exactly.
Because I am a reverse parker, I understand.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Yeah, me too.
You reverse park it, do you, all the time, do you?
Well, not at the malls where it's like the diagonal ones, but if they're the straight ones, I will 100% always.
You ever try to park on the diagonal ones and you come the wrong way?
Yeah.
It's like you forget how to drive.
Yeah.
You can never get it in. Good, you come the other way. It's just sort of like, what's going on here? It's crazy. Where are you from, Michael?
I'm from Poland, and I drive in UAE since 7 years, and my wife's car looks like cheese, the one with the holes, you know, because it's full of dents from the other cars and all.
It looks like cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Like it, Michael. Jasmine, you think this is a great idea?
100%. Like, I'm in my third trimester, so I'm heavily pregnant. Last week, I got stuck. I parked my car deliberately, like, so I had space to get out. Someone blocked me in. I had to ask, like, a random guy to just try and squeeze through and reverse my car out. Luckily, like, he did. He was really nice. But if he wasn't there, I would have just been stuck in, like, 42 degrees.
Oh, man. Frustrating. No, it is frustrating when you get to your car. I was at the mall. Where was I recently? On the Palm, Nakheel Mall.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic mall, by the way.
Yeah.
But when I got back to my car, someone had parked so close that I was driving. I had to tell Brianna, you got to get in. Because I couldn't fit. I mean, and you're pregnant, Jasmine.
Yeah, and I've got two other kids as well, so, like, even with a car seat, you can't get a car seat in and out of a car.
That's
so
true.
So there are parent, I think they've got more parent and child spaces here, but, like, compared to the UK, like, they're everywhere in the UK, but here they're not as common. So you kind of have to park, like, near a curb, or you really have to think about where you...
Well, if you want to know what we're talking about, by the way, if you're sort of lost in this convo and what we're trying to tell everyone to do is if you go to our Instagram page, Chris Fade Show, there is a video and it's showing you how they've done it in the States. Could it ever happen here in this country or in most countries? I think it's something universal.
Yeah,
I think it should. Last call here real quick. Charles, you think it's possibly a good idea?
Yeah, I think it's quite a good idea. But the only problem is that one person who's going to have that car in the corner spot.
Yep.
If everyone's parking to the left, they're going to struggle to get out. It's going to be fine for everyone to their right.
If there's a wall there, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I said earlier on.
Yeah, but it's like having like a loaf of bread. You're always going to get that dud end at the end. You know what I mean? That one last piece. You just take it. You take it for the team. Want to talk about the big match tonight because this is going to be one of the biggest ones for the Euro. It's England v Germany.
Well,
how you feeling?
Very nervous. I just hope that we win tonight. If we don't win, we get knocked out, obviously. But if we do win, you know, it could be a nice little route to the final.
What happens if you win?
If we win, we go through to the next game. We'll probably face Sweden or Ukraine.
I want to hear from the Germans and I want to hear from the English. Where are you right now? Let's get you on. The more calls we get is going to determine who's going to win tonight's match.
Ooh.
Will we get more calls from the English or will we get more calls from the German? 04-871-5544. Now, there is a lot more English, I think, living in the country.
Yep.
But this is the anthem that you want to be hearing later today.
Before the game, yep. I mean, I know a couple of German people, but I've not met a lot of them. Can you put on something like The Great Escape? That'd be good.
Nope. A little bit of the English national anthem. Call us. Are you from England or Germany? Who are you supporting? I mean, you don't even have to be from those countries.
Yeah, no.
If you're supporting the countries, call in.
Yeah.
Whoever gets the most is going to win this. 04-871-5544.
Yes, it would be great if England won, though. We haven't won anything since 1966, so...
What, really?
Yeah.
Is the German national anthem right here?
We've won one World Cup.
Kay, who are you supporting, Kay?
Hello, we're straight. I'm supporting Germany.
Germany!
Wow!
Are you from Germany?
Yes.
There it is. I've got your anthem playing for you right now. Are you feeling confident? Do you think you've got this, or do you think the English are going to come through tonight?
50-50. If we're playing same leg what we played against Portugal, then definitely we have a chance.
Oh, you guys took Portugal out.
God,
Rossi.
No, we didn't kick them out, but we won against them.
Yeah, I'm saying you beat you beat them. Like,
yeah, it was in the early stages. They didn't knock them out of the competition.
Mm, all right.
I mean, how are Germany playing? I don't know much about them. Are they good?
Well, there's a lot of Germans actually calling right now. You Brits haven't. Where are the English? Yell, you are German. You're going for Germany?
Yes, of course.
There we go.
That's two.
Are you from Germany?
Yes, I am.
And where will you be watching it tonight?
Germany would win.
You think Germany? Okay, where will you be watching it?
I'm not sure. I think I will watch it with a couple of friends.
Okay.
I'm sure that we're going to make it.
Okay,
Rossi,
Germany confident.
Rossi, what do you want to say about that?
I just hope, you can go down and we win.
Okay, Mattia, who are you going for, Mattia?
I'm calling from the car.
Yeah, who are you going for, mate? That's great.
For Germany.
Germany!
Are you in a BMW?
There's a lot of German cars. The Germans are really coming for... This is 3-0 now to Germany.
Germany's winning.
Not one person from England has called yet.
What? Where are you guys?
I'll take some more here. Armed?
Armed.
Armed.
Yeah, armed. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, mate. Who are you going for?
Well, look, England and Germany, we both like traditions, and I would say we stick with traditions... Which means Germany wins.
Germany! Another one. That's
absolutely.
There we go, mate. Good luck for tonight. Let's see, Jessica. Hold on, Jessica. Who are you going for, Jess?
Hi. I'm going for Germany.
Germany!
There we go. You're German as well, Jess.
I am.
A lot of you Germans.
Where have you all come from? I've met one Rossi, German person.
What's that?
I want to watch the game with Rossi.
No.
Where are you watching it, Ross?
Dubliners.
Go down and, everyone, if you're in Dubliners, go down and, is Dubliners like a British thing, right?
It's an Irish pub, yeah, but they've got a football tent.
So will the Irish be going for England?
No, they hate us. Everyone hates us. Look, no one's even calling. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is...
Where are you guys?
Okay, hold on. Ahmed, who are you going for?
Germany.
This is amazing. Not one call for England.
What is happening? Are you, Nala, are you putting English people through? Or are you blocking them on purpose?
No, I don't know who's who. Hold on, Seth.
Yo.
Who are you going for?
Of course, England, man.
Oh, there it is.
We found an English fan.
Three Lions, boys. Come on.
Yes.
What's the Three Lions?
Three Lions is basically England.
Yeah, it's the badge, Chris.
Oh, okay.
Three lions on a shirt.
Yeah. Oh, you guys
come
have
on, Chris.
Do you have three lions?
Well, Jack Grealish hat trick tonight.
Trust. I hope he starts. Yeah, because I think he is.
I
think he's key. Definitely.
You sound like trouble, Seth. After a couple of glasses of water.
Don't even mention it, mate.
He sounds like he's ready to go.
Yeah.
Have you got your finger over that button there, Chris?
All right, Seth. Yeah, Henry. Who are you supporting? Henry.
England.
All right, done. Charles, who are you supporting?
England all the way. Come on, England.
Yes, right. Charlie.
Carl, who are you supporting?
England.
Oh, there's a comeback. There's a comeback here from England.
What's happening?
What are we at now?
So it's 6-4. Germany's still in the lead.
Shujat, who are you going for?
With Rossi, England.
Oh, yes, my friend.
England's coming last minute. What is it now?
It's 5-6.
This is a sign it's going to be a penalty shootout.
Two more calls and that's it. Muna, who are you going for?
England.
Oh, England.
It's tied.
Muna.
6-6 right now.
I love you.
Which did we get all the Germans early? Did they peak too soon? Here it is, the decider on who's going to win tonight's match. We've taken 12 calls.
Yes.
Six have been German, six have been from England. And here's our final call. Good luck. Satyen.
Yes.
Who are you going for tonight?
I'm going for England.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Oh!
Yes!
And I was hoping that I get a chance to call in because with the way the surprises are coming along, I want to go for England.
You really?
We haven't. We've never won the Euros, Chris, ever. We've won the World Cup once back in 1966.
Let's go for England, man. Let's
it's
go
coming home.
You guys have not won the World Cup since 1966.
We've won it once.
You guys talk about football so much.
We created the sport.
And you guys
really.
Wow. All right. Well, good luck tonight. It's an 8 o'clock game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Come on, England. Come on, England.
Thank you, mate. 8 o'clock kickoff. Chris, who do you want to win, honestly? Chris. Chris, come on. Who do you want to win?
I don't know. I like German. I like England.
What do you like about
I like England people. I love German people are very nice, very prompt, always on time. Like, if I had to trust someone, I'd trust a German.
Well, name a German.
I've got friends that are German.
Go on, then. Give us the name.
Why?
Because I don't believe you.
John
the German?
Yep.
Don't believe it. His name's not John anyway.
His name's John.
Johan, you mean?
No, it's Swedish. Anything that's happening across the country when it comes to sport or across the globe, be it, you know, football, be it, I don't know, tennis, whatever it is, cricket, golf, you name it. We're looking for someone to get on the show and give us a report. So we've been doing live auditions throughout the last couple of weeks. Next week, we'll hopefully crown someone or possibly the week after. But these have been fun. I like it.
Yeah.
And we have another live audition with us right now. It's Ross. Hello, Ross. How you doing?
Good morning, Chris, Pretty, and Rossi, and good morning to all the listeners. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
You're good. You're ready to do this, mate. What do you do when you're not a sports reporter?
What do I do? Well, I work in sports, actually. I'm a sports consultant, so I dive into the world of sports pretty much 24/7.
That's great,
mate. Sports consultant.
What does a sports consultant do? Yeah.
I work for a sports federation, and I help with the development of sport, grassroots sport, out here in the Middle East. So
that's great, mate.
That's what I'm doing when I'm not listening to you guys.
That's cool.
Oh, he's saying all the right things.
Oh,
you hear him?
He's good, isn't he?
Got a job in sports when I'm not listening to you guys.
Hey.
Well done, brother. Well, listen, let's get into this right now. We've got about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So you're going to give us a bit of a roundup. Now, we don't give any of our live auditions really any direction. We just tell them to come with three sort of topics that we can talk about.
And we'll see how it goes.
So right now it's Ross. Let's welcome him to the show. Ross, what's going on with sports?
All right, we're going to turn our attention to the baseball field because I want to start off with a feel-good story for you guys right now because 60 years ago, Gwen Goldman wrote a letter to the New York Yankees asking to be a Batgirl.
Okay.
Turned down because of her gender. So back in the day in New York, you could only be a Bat Boy. So she wrote to the New York Yankees then, and they said, sorry, but you can't do this because of your gender. However, this was turned around and made right by the current Yankees administration. And at 70 years young, Ms. Goldman got to become a Batgirl this past weekend for the New York Yankees, fulfilling her dream. How about that one, guys?
That's
amazing.
Total feel-good story. I love that. So you 100% should have been done.
That reminds me, when I was younger, I wanted to go to New York Knicks basketball camp, but I got rejected. They sent me a WNBA Liberty brochure and said girls aren't allowed.
Really?
I'm going to fulfill my dream like her.
100%.
Yes, Pretty. When get into 70.
That. There he is. You get in there. All right, we go from baseball to football. Big matches, right?
That's right. Look at Mr. Big Rossi right now and ask him, is it coming home? Because tonight we have England versus Germany. It's the Euros. This is what everyone's going to be watching. You can tune in at 8 o'clock local time for this one. England's coming in with some good form on this one, winning 4 out of their last 5. And Germany, this team could be for the taking. They've only won 2 of their last 5. However, it's been all Germany in recent games versus England. This will be a big, big test for this English squad. There's a lot at stake here. Can Kai Havertz get it done? The Chelsea midfielder's been playing quite well for Germany. We will see tonight, 8 o'clock. You're either going to have a very, very happy Big Rossi, or you might not come into work tomorrow.
That is true.
He better come in. If you don't come in, you're in big trouble, Big Rossi.
Oh.
All right, yeah, it's a big one tonight, so obviously we're all hanging out to see that one. Do you want to move on to hockey, or you got more football?
Well, we can just go over some of the scores from the last night. Spain beat Croatia in some added time. This was 5-3 in the Euros. And then Switzerland pulled off quite the upset over the French, 3-3, but it came down to penalties. And Paul Pogba and company did not get it done. The Swiss move on. Is what was some exciting games last night. As I said, tonight, 8 o'clock, tune in, England versus Germany. And now, why don't we head back over to North America? Because we do have some hockey scores to go over for you.
Okay. Hockey. This is ice hockey, or is this ice hockey?
Ice hockey.
You guys don't call it ice hockey. You just call it hockey.
Yeah.
We just call it hockey.
So yeah. What do you call hockey that's played on grass?
Do we even
call that field hockey?
Yeah, field hockey.
Mm. Okay. All right. So what's going on with ice hockey? Oh, hockey.
Hockey.
Well, ice hockey. Hockey. It is Stanley Cup playoffs time. So this is where it all comes down to the final two teams. Teams have been battling out all year long. It comes down to the Tampa Bay Lightning, the team that won it last year, going against the Montreal Canadiens. And it was the game one, best game of seven series last night. This was played in Tampa Bay, which is located in the state of Florida. And the Lightning were victorious over the Montreal Canadiens, winning this one 5-1.
Wow.
Guys, this is going to be a seven-game series. So it's not all over yet. If you're a Montreal fan, if you're a Canadian fan, you still have some hope. The next game is going to be in 2 days. So if you get up Thursday morning at 4 a.m., if you tune into NBC, you can watch this one. Now, keep in mind, the last time a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup playoffs was in 1993, and it was those Montreal Canadiens.
Wow.
So not only the whole entire city of Montreal, not only all of Quebec rooting for the Canadiens, but a whole entire country is behind them, rooting for them. So hopefully they can pull it together for our neighbors up north and make this more of an exciting series. If not, the Lightning will stroll through this one. If they win it, they will win back-to-back Stanley Cups, which is also a feat in itself.
All right, mate. Well done. Give him a big round of applause.
That was great.
Virgin Radio 104.4. This is the Chris Fade Show. That's it for us Tuesday. This week's going all right. I don't mind this week.
Are you sure?
If you missed it, we're on a movement in the UAE to possibly try to teach us how to park better.
Just go to our Instagram, Chris Fade Show, to go and see what we're talking about. I think it could work.
I think so as well.
But the thing is, every single person in the country needs to be on board.
Yeah. Is it going to happen? We're going to find out, all right? We'll catch you tomorrow. For myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.